The 365 Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
So it is time once again to get another brilliant writer to sit in our writer's seat and read an extract from their book. And we do this here on the Midweek Peak every week because we all love writers. We love books and we love to tell people about both. And this week is no exception. Now, we feel pretty privileged today to be hearing from a writer whose new book just got released on Monday. I know, hot off the presses. John Payne is a filmmaker and writer based in New York. I know, we're still stateside. And his first novel, a story of the mob, a bank heist, and a brilliant variety of characters that take you on some fantastic twists has already landed 5-star reviews. So, without any more yapping from me, here is John Payne's reading an extract from his new novel, Blew Up State.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
John was sitting in a stolen car thinking about the last time he'd sung to Caroline. 4 years ago. Let Him In by Wings. She was near the end, lying there next to him in bed half asleep, which was a minor miracle, as he tried to get the pitch right. He'd been struggling miserably, but she didn't seem to care. The words were what soothed her, and so he figured he'd keep at it. The only time I think of Caroline is when I'm in a car, he thought. He'd never sung to anyone before her. What got him started was him sitting in someone's apartment at some party before all this. Some guy on his feet walking back and forth in a living room with 6 people captivated by his talking about Jeff Buckley. Specifically about his version of Hallelujah, which the guy said was quintessential. Not just his take on the song, though. The guy said that Buckley's version was the best track ever recorded by a single artist. John had gone home that night not knowing a thing of what the guy was talking about, but went out and bought the album the next day. 2 days later, he could sing the track by heart. Then he sang it to her. It'd be years before someone would tell him Hallelujah was originally a Leonard Cohen song, and he felt like an idiot. But those were the days, he thought, when one's main concern was being in the know. The engine was rumbling. The sound, the smell, the slight rocking back and forth shifted the cracked black leather seat on its springs. None of it had anything to do with Caroline, but every time before a job, without fail, there she was. She had insomnia, mostly due to the worry, and the only thing that helped her sleep was him driving her around. He would end up taking 3, sometimes 4-hour naps during the day because for that year and a half, he rarely got a good night's sleep. And then she was gone. For a long while after, he stuck to the routine because it was easier than trying to forget her. John kept his eye on the street, the pedestrians. It was still 3.5 weeks before Christmas 2018, and the small town was unreasonably busy.
So once again, that was an extract from the brand new novel Blew Up State, as read by its brilliant author, John Payne. Now, as I said, Blew Up State is already available to buy in the shops and online, and you can find out more about John through this website, wordsfromhere.com, or just follow our socials, including our new Twitter feed, at WriterSeatMWP, where we'll post all of John's details, including links to his brilliant new novel. And you'll be able to listen again to John and all of the fantastic writers featured on this show on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And if you're a writer and this would help get your work noticed, then use those social medias, #365MidweekPeak, #WriterSeat, or @OneFlower2Turtles, and send us a recording of no more than 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone else that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you what we just did for John and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.